Philosophy in an Hour. Plato by Paul Strathern. Read by Jonathan Keeble. Introduction. Plato was the ruin of philosophy, or so some modern thinkers would have us believe. According to both Nietzsche and Heidegger, philosophy never recovered from the attentions of Socrates and Plato in the 5th century BC. Philosophy had been underway less than 200 years, and in many ways it had scarcely started. But this was where, seemingly, it went wrong. Socrates wrote nothing down. Our main knowledge of him is the quasi-historical character who appears in the dialogues of Plato. It is often difficult to know when this character is putting forward the ideas expressed by the actual Socrates, or simply acting as a mouthpiece for Plato's ideas. Either way, this figure differed radically from the philosophers who had preceded him, now generally known as the pre-Socratics. So how did Socrates and Plato ruin philosophy before it had properly started? Apparently, they made the mistake of treating it as a rational pursuit. The introduction of analysis and cogent argument spoiled the whole thing. But what was this precious pre-Socratic tradition that was destroyed by the introduction of reason? The pre-Socratic philosophers included a number of brilliant oddballs who asked all kinds of profound questions. What is reality? What is existence? What is being? Many of these questions remain unanswered by philosophers to this day, and this includes those modern philosophers who refuse to play the game by claiming that such questions can't be asked in the first place. By far the most interesting and most odd of the pre-Socratics was Pythagoras. Today, Pythagoras is best remembered for his theorem that equates...